Good evening, Mr. Mills, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the North Country, where some things have changed, many have not, and our feelings for Northern Pass in its present form never will. Since we met here last time, $40 million has been spent to purchase a route that still remains incomplete. To find a quick and easy solution to landowner blocking points, we now have town and state roads labeled as underground segments, without first studying that option with affected local officials. 4% underground is totally unacceptable. Thousands of dollars have been raised by conservation organizations to protect lands from this irresponsible project. It seems that the applicant is not listening. And now we are promised a $7.5 million job creation scheme for Coos County only, leaving the rest of the state out of the loop. Some things have not changed. We're still being told by the applicant that this project cannot be buried. We are being told that it is too expensive, and yet we are aware of new technology as well as new transmission projects that are planning to bury their lines in their entirety. We have endured the process called kitchen meetings, which, in my opinion, were nothing more than posturing on the part of the applicant to make the public feel that this is a done deal. And finally, there has been total disrespect for the White Mountain National Forest and the original agreement that allowed the ACE transmission line through there many years ago. This is all about money, folks. And how do we know that Public Service of New Hampshire will not be sold to Hydro-Quebec after the right-of-way is in place? That would certainly reduce the annual rental that HQ would otherwise have to pay. Remember Granite Reliable and the wind farm in Dixville and Millsfield. Remember the promises of taxes to the communities and the county. Now do you remember that the project has been sold to Brookfield Power from Toronto, Canada? What seemed like a warm, fuzzy way of making renewable power by a local entity has become a corporate nightmare of broken promises and tax abatement applications. How do we know that possible ownership of Northern Pass by Hydro-Quebec will not result in the same situation? On behalf of all the opposition members fighting this project by themselves and in small groups, I respectfully request that the presidential permit be denied to Northern Pass LLC, and furthermore, that any future application amendments include a totally underground system. Thank you.